Hi there. You're about to enjoy a recording from Wellspring Church in central Watford. You may have found us via our website, wellspring-church.org. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. But even better, why not come to one of our services in one of our congregations? We would love to meet you and encourage you along your journey of faith. With that in mind, do know that we are praying for you, that as you listen to this recording, you'll be inspired, encouraged, challenged, given keys to live life to the full as Jesus intended, and to bring transformation with his amazing love to the people around you. God bless you.
So what we're going to do now is our youth are going to share some testimonies with you. And there, when we think of the word testimonies, we can often maybe think of like big, wild, crazy things like, I prayed for someone and their leg grew out and they're no longer in pain, which is amazing. And that's so cool when God does that. But testimony is also just something that God's doing in our lives. It's just a story, a sharing of the goodness of what God's doing, of how he's acting in us. So as I said earlier, we've been learning about identity all of this year. So our youth are just going to be sharing something of what they've been learning of God, their personal walk with God, what God's just doing and shaping in their lives. And I think sometimes when we share testimonies, we can be like, that's really cool. That's really cool that God did that for you. But we can almost distance ourselves from it as like, that's what God's doing in your life. But actually, in Revelation, it says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So when we share testimonies, actually there's anointing, there's authority there to prophesy it into your life. So when we're sharing testimonies, I don't want you to think, oh, that's what God's doing in their lives. But actually, that's my God that's doing something in their life so he can do it in my life. I just read something from Matthew. So Matthew 7, ask and the gift is yours, seek and you'll discover, knock and the door will be opened for you. For every persistent one, turn the page, will get what he asks for. Every persistent seeker will discover what he longs for, and everyone who knocks persistently will one day find an open door. Do you know of any parent who would give his hungry child who asks for food a plate of rock instead? Or when asked for a piece of fish, what parent would offer his child a snake instead? If you, imperfect as you are, know how to lovingly take care of your children and give them what's best, how much more ready is your heavenly Father to give wonderful gifts to those who ask him? So we just want you to have that attitude today as the you for sharing, to know that the heavenly Father had good gifts for you. So who here has like an older brother or sister? Like, yeah, you're the youngest, or you just have an older brother or sister. So I'm the youngest. I think as youngest, we have the best deal because we've always got a brother or sister to look up to realise how the world works. So when I was 3 and my sister started school, I was like, cool, when I get to 5, I'm going to start school. I mean, the novelty quickly wore off, but at the time, it's exciting. When my sister was 12 and she got her ears pierced, I was like, at 10 years old, cool, when I'm 12, I'm going to get my ears pierced. And when my sister was 22 and I was 20, my dad bought her a car. I mean, it was barely roadworthy, but it was a car. So me at 20 years old, I wasn't like, oh, well, that's great for you. That's what, you know, well, you're getting a car. I was like, when I'm 22, I'm getting a car. And the coolest thing about being younger siblings is we can plead and we can beg and we can pull on our parents' heartstrings and we can actually pull things into being sooner. So at 21, I got a car. So the scripture tells us that he's a heavenly Father. He's a good Father. He has good gifts for his kids. So as our youth are sharing testimonies, they're not just going to share the testimonies, but afterwards they're going to pray the testimonies over you. So as we ask you to honour them, to have your hearts and your minds ready and open, as they're sharing, be like, that's my God that's done that in their lives. He's a good dad. He's a kind dad. He doesn't have favourites. If he's done it for them, he can do it for me. So be excited, be ready, be expectant to receive everything that they're sharing, that's there's an anointing, there's an authority here for you guys today. So yeah, let's start with, and we really would love you guys to honor our youth, and that doesn't just mean having your hearts, minds open and ready, but it means clapping, cheering, like we want this to be interactive. So first of all, let's hear it for Navid. So, Navid, what is your pet peeve?
You know plastic plates? When you've got the cutlery and you cut into them, The sound is just so irritating. Can't stand it.
I feel you.
Whoa. What's your pet peeve, Heather?
So, along the food line, I think, noisy eaters. Noisy eaters that eat with their mouth open, like, yeah.
I probably just should move away. Whoopsie.
And yours?
Oh, so, not sure about you guys, but if there's ever been an awkward group moment and then somebody will chip in and go, orcs! Oh, I hate it. I cringe on the inside. So that's me.
Phil, you must be cringing a lot.
Yes, I am cringing a lot. I'm making things awkward a lot as well. So let's not continue with talking about me.
So, Navid, how old are you?
15.
Cool. So, Navid, what do you want to share? What's God been doing in your life?
I just want to say, like you said, throughout our busy lives, sometimes we forget that testimonies don't have to be... thank you.
Take that honour.
Don't have to be life-threatening events or something. Like, the small things that happen in our lives are massive in our relationship and development with God. And I just want to say, like, sometimes when I pray, I see God as just a loving father. And these simple things like that just help develop our relationship.
That's so cool. And that's ultimately what we all want, is just to be able to pray and know God as our loving dad and know him like that.
Okay, so just recently, when you prayed, would you mind sharing just a simple time where you're like, oh, God is my father, and that's really helped you, like just in general life, maybe to do with school, I don't know.
As we all know, school can be stressful sometimes, so... I guess sometimes when you pray, you just feel like a peace and it calms you down.
Yeah, amazing.
Cool, that's so good. So could you just pray for everyone, for anything out of that, about hearing God, experiencing God, and just knowing him as a kind dad and knowing that peace?
Father, I just pray that we can get to know you and develop a closer relationship with you just through the little things you do in our life, so that we know that you're constantly working in our lives, even when we don't see it, even when it doesn't... when it isn't a massive event that happens in our life, but that you're always working through us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Give it up. Fantastic. Okay, Abby. Let's welcome Abby up. Well, hi, Abby. So how old are you?
13.
Do you want to double check that? Okay, so 13, wonderful. And what's your pet peeve? What gets on your nerves?
When people deliberately annoy you, like when someone's being annoying and you're like, can you stop? And they're like, and do this annoying thing and they carry on. You're like, But that
would be annoying. I could see like siblings doing that a lot. So I'm not sure about you. I'm normally the one being that annoying person. Sorry. I should really keep my distance from people, really, shouldn't I? Okay, so Abby, kind of what's been happening in your life? Like, what's God been doing or God been sharing with you?
Well, God revealed something to me more about forgiveness. So I've always, my mum, she's always told me, oh, hate's a very strong word. Like, I can't remember what I said. Oh, like, I hate ketchup. Hate's a very strong word. Don't say hate. Don't say... Okay. And my friend the other day, they were talking to me and this person, they'd been really mean to them, like really horrible. And they said, I hate them. And I was like, you hate them? Like, a bit strong, isn't it? And they were like, yeah, I hate them so much. They hadn't even been like that mean. But I was like, you can't hate someone. Like, that's just so horrid. And I was thinking about it. You know when you lie in bed and you can't really sleep and you're just like... think about life in general. And so I did. And I was thinking, like, you've got to, well, you haven't got to, but I find whenever I have a problem with someone, even if I know that I'm never going to be friends with them again, and I'm just going to be like, don't want anything to do with you, I will forgive them. And I thought, well, what's the point in wanting forgiveness for yourself? Like, if you do something wrong and you go, God, please forgive me, like, I feel so awful, when you're not going to forgive other people. Yeah. And that's what I've always, like, I just felt. And I was like, wow.
Come on. It's amazing. Fantastic. Yeah, forgiveness. It's a big deal. Heather, do you want to ask anything? Or? No. We'll keep it at that, shall we? Fantastic. Well, Abby, since you've had that kind of revelation about being forgiven, but also being able to have that freedom to forgive others, just as Jesus taught us to do, like that's like literally the one thing Jesus teaches on after teaching us how to pray. He talks about forgiveness. So it'd be really good if you'd pray over all of us about that we are forgiven, but also that we have been forgiven so we can forgive.
Yeah, Lord, I pray that everyone here can feel like they can be forgiven because they can, and you're a good father and you will forgive them, like whatever they've done, and that they will find that if they have troubles with someone else, that they can forgive them. And that, like, so through you, they will be able to continue their relationship with them, even if it won't be the same. But, and the other person doesn't feel that way. They know that through you, they can still maintain a relationship with them because both of them are forgiven. Amen.
Amen. Give it up for Abby, people. That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Cool, so let's have Evan.
Let's welcome Evan up. Woo-hoo.
So, Evan, what is your pet peeve?
People who cheat in sports and video games. I find that very, very annoying.
Very passionate about that. Okay.
Anyone who's ever played video games with you is a little bit anxious
right
now.
We're not doing that in youth anymore. No more video games, no more Mario Kart, okay?
How old are you, Evan?
I'm 13.
And where are you from?
Seattle.
Hey. So, Evan, what has God been doing in your life?
He's been making me realize that he isn't angry. He's good. He loves everyone.
And do you want to share, just unpack a little bit of that journey about what that kind of, what that looks, how you could think God was angry and what it kind of means for you now?
So at my old school, which was Christian, but they didn't explicitly teach that God was angry, but they did teach it that God could be angry, and thus there was a way that he could be angry, and that always means that he might be angry.
Logical, yep.
But slowly, then I moved to a new church and they were teaching the same as here, that God is loving, that he loves everyone. And I came here and I saw that very clearly.
I love that. And that, Evan, when you first shared that in youth, I was like, oh, like, it's working. Like, that's, like, our biggest heart cry, really, is that you guys would know how good he is, how kind he is, that, even when he's directing you, I think something you shared before, when he's directing you, when he's leading you, he's guiding you, that's not out of an angry, you must be better. That's out of a, oh, come on, like, I've got another way for you. I'm just excited for what God's doing in your life and how he's shaping that.
That's good, yeah. I've got a question for you, Evan, because... hot topic though. So God's not angry with us, but how do you view God when he disciplines us? What about discipline? Tough one. Why not, hey? I'm not answering it.
He's disciplining us like a parent. He's doing it so that he's showing this is not the best way to do this. There are better ways.
That's a good answer. I'll take that. Come on.
That's amazing. Could you just pray for us all out of that?
Dear God, let everyone in this room know that God is a good father. He loves all of us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Give it up. Evan. Fantastic. Wonderful. Okay, Fikeo, would you like to come up now? Welcome, Fikeo. Wonderful. Thanks for joining me. Pikea, would you mind telling us how old you are?
I'm 12 years
old. Oh, 12 years old. And Pikea, do you have anything that gets on your nerves?
When people make really bad excuses.
Oh, wow. I feel like everybody's angry at me. Amazing. That is a good reason to be annoyed. Forgiveness. 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 Okay, so, would you mind sharing what God's been teaching you or sharing with you recently?
So, I've sinned lots of times, and I've learned I shouldn't earn forgiveness from God, because God forgives us because we are his children, and he loves us.
Mm. Fantastic. Okay, so I'm not going to explore those things, but like, at what point did you just come to realizing that actually you didn't need to earn forgiveness? Like, what were you doing before you realized you don't need to earn it? God forgives you when you ask. What kind of things would you see yourself trying to do to get God to love you?
Oh, I would be praying and praying every time I sinned, and I found out, oh, it's good to pray, but God loves us either way, and he'll forgive us. And he sacrificed his son for our sins, and that proves he loves us.
Yeah, if you're going to give a round of applause. Truth. Wonderful. You got any questions?
I think you summed it up.
I think I can take that blessing right now. So would you mind praying over us that we can receive that again as well, just knowing that we can pray to him and not have to earn that forgiveness?
Dear God, help us to learn that we've been forgiven and you don't need to earn our forgiveness. And dear God, help us to learn right from wrong and help us to lead us to the right direction. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Give it up for Pikea.
Thank you, buddy.
Cool. Now let's welcome Cameron.
Hey, Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. How old are you?
I'm 13.
And what annoys you, Cameron?
Well, the things I was going to say has already been said, so just off the fly. It would be where probably only older siblings, if you have like a younger sister or brother, the older child will know this one, but it's when the younger sibling does something, and then when you go to do the same thing maybe one day later, your parents are like, you can't do that. And I'm like, why? And like, because you're older,
preach
you
it.
Should know better.
Preach it, Cameron. Firstborn's in the house.
So just to clarify, the youth picked the topic you were all going to share. So I feel like it's something that's quite deep and personal to all of their hearts. Maybe we'll go for a different question in the second service.
We should have gone with favourite ice cream, I'm telling you now.
So, Cameron, what is God doing in your life? What do you want to share?
So this was actually a little while ago, but I want to share a story about when I actually was at a gymnastics exam. There was this one, so I was having a really hard time because, with the younger sister thing, Aisha, who had also been doing it, is just getting all these badges, pass after pass, exam after exam in a row, and I'm still trying to get the final badge, and this has taken, I think, 2 years it was, and I was on the verge of quitting. And I came to one, mum was like, come to one last exam. So I said, okay, this is the final one. And there was only one move I needed to do, and I was doing it non-stop the whole lesson. And it came to the last 10 minutes. I was absolutely exhausted. And everyone else, because I was on the final like exam, everyone else had been tested before me. So I had to wait till the very end. And then I was absolutely shattered. So even though I had done a few of the moves correctly, it was a bit temperamental and the teacher hadn't seen any of them. And so I did the move and I landed it and the teacher was like, it's not good enough, do it again. And I just fell down on my knees and I just started praying, Lord, please give me strength. If this is the right moment, if you think that it's right in your plan for me to get this and you think it's right for me to like quit, then please give me strength to do this. And then I did it once more and I landed it and I just felt like that's probably one of the closest moments I've ever felt to God in my life.
Come on. Yeah. And what does that mean for you? What does it feel like for you to feel close to God? How, can you just unpack that a little bit?
it just feels like a sort, being the older child, it feels like the older brother I never had, because he's always there for me and I can always talk to him and like ask him for help and I can look up to him. So yeah, it's sort of like having an older brother who's always like the good example.
Love that. So good.
Fantastic. Just like you are to Aisha, right? Your sister. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
And I think the cool thing about testimonies is not only can we claim other people's testimonies for ourselves, but actually that's a sign of God's goodness in your life that you can lean back on and remember for other times when you're having difficulties. Like, God, I know you came through for me then. You can do it again. So could you just pray that over everyone, that they would have these moments of real encounters of experiencing God's love and getting them through things?
So I'm just going to pray that if you need strength, the Lord will give it to you. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you that you're always there for us with your love, your loyalty, your compassion and companionship. I thank you that you've accepted us, all our faults and all our flaws, that no matter where we are in our life, whether in a good place or a bad place, you'll always be there for us. And when we've hit rock bottom and there's nowhere, no one else wants to even talk to us or look at us, they all turn the cold shoulder, you're there, arms open for an embrace, and you just bring us in and you give us strength and you give us warmth, Lord, and they just want to thank you that you're always there for us no matter what. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Let's hear it for Cameron.
Cameron. John, thank you. And finally, let's give it up for Femi Amasan. Come on up, Femi. Fantastic. Okay, Femi. How old are you?
I'm 16.
16, wonderful. And tell us your pet peeve. What gets on your nerves?
So it's a bit like Naviz, but it's like with china plates when people are cutting. And it makes that squeaking noise, yeah. And it's really annoying.
Paper plates are the way forward, people. Paper plates. Or a serviette. Anyway, fantastic. Would you mind sharing then, Femi, like, what's God been kind of sharing with you recently or just over time that you've got to learn to know about him or yourself in Jesus?
I guess the main thing that I've learned is that I shouldn't worry about things, because I kind of worry about a lot of things and I don't really want to be doing that anymore.
Fantastic. And would you mind giving an example, one of things you've worried about that then God has kind of helped you realize, I don't need to worry. I've got this, or God's got this.
So last year I had a piano exam, which I really wanted to pass. And I was really worried about it. But I prayed and talked to my family and they helped me to realize that God's always with me. So there's nothing that I need to worry about. And then last week, Wednesday, I had another piano exam. And I just remember that I shouldn't worry. And there's a verse in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, I think, that says that God has plans for us. Yeah. And those plans are for good. So yeah. It's never going to be bad. Whatever happens, even if I don't pass, God will always have a good plan for us.
Oh, my days. Come on. Fantastic. Fantastic. Amazing. Got any questions, Heather?
Just, is there, like, what helps you to, is there an aspect of God's character that you kind of focus on, that you, like, helps you kind of in those moments of worry? Yeah, what do you know of him as a person that kind of helps you?
Just that God's loving. So, I mean, he's never going to want anything bad to happen to us or let anything bad happen to us.
Yeah, so good. Thanks.
Wonderful. Well, let's get some of that prayer over us. Thank you for sharing your testimony. Could you share about, you know, God's plans over us? And for those who are maybe anxious or feeling a bit of fear or something like that, be really good that you pray into them just as you prayed for yourself at that time.
Right, so when I pray now, if you want to bring anything that you're worried about to God, then he'll help you through that. So, Lord, I thank you for everyone here, all the youth and the adults, and any situation that we're going through in our lives, the tough times and the hard times. Lord, please help us to remember that you're always there for us and that you have good plans for us. So no matter how it turns out, it will always end well because you're with us. Amen.
Amen. Give it up for Femi. Thank you. Fantastic. Okay, guys, so that is the end of our youth sharing some of those testimonies. We're going to go into a time of a response now. And I just want to pick back up on the story of Jesus's triumphal entry. When he entered Jerusalem, there was a support. There was a welcome team to him as he came in on the donkey. People were waving palm leaves. They were putting down their clothes. Well, not all of their clothes, but let's just go with cloaks, their outer garments, and just putting them down. And he came in marching on a donkey. And it's just something incredible that some people got it. Some people welcomed him as king, but there were others who didn't. There were religious leaders who were jealous of him, who didn't want him to be king, who didn't like the kingship he had. And it's a chance for us in our response. All of our young people who share today have welcomed Jesus into their lives, have welcomed him at points when maybe their life was getting more of the volume rather than God. And I think as a chance and response, let's explore what it is to welcome Jesus into our lives. Femi just prayed about our situation and circumstances. As we praise him, as we give glory to him, let's let God speak into our lives and situations. Let's praise so that actually our praise becomes louder than the situation or the voices outside of us. Let's welcome Jesus in. Let's welcome him in.
Thanks so much for listening to this recording. We hope it's encouraged you, challenged you, and more than anything, that you've been aware of the voice of God and the presence of Jesus with you wherever you've been listening to this recording. Hey, if you have a testimony of what God is doing in your life and how he's speaking to you that you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. Just email admin@wellspring-church.org. Do get in touch. We can't wait to hear from you. And may God be near you. And his peace be yours for the remainder of this day. In Jesus' name, amen.